Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
That music is a cue that Adrienne Bankert is going to join us. You see her on TV every morning. She is the host of Morning in America. She's based here in Chicago. You can see her on News Nation. Adrienne, I've got a question for you because earlier we were talking about this story that's been reported in Chicago about the woman in Lincoln Park who was robbed at gunpoint while she was walking her dog. She's 70 years old, and every media outlet identified her as the elderly woman.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, elderly? Is elderly 70? And so
I don't think so. I've met a lot of elderly 35-year-olds, though. They just constantly talk about how their hair is thinning, or they're not able to eat what they used to anymore, or their body aches. And I'm like, I'm finding out that elderly has nothing to do with the number of years you've been on the planet. It's
amen. That's why I love having you on. Somebody sent in a text earlier and said, take the L-Y off and just refer to them as elders. And that seems to have a little more respect because, people, I don't know. I don't think anybody, even if you're 80 or 90, you don't want to be identified as elderly. It seems to have a negative connotation to it. So,
well, 90 I would call elderly at that point because there's not a lot of people who make it that long. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a...
I called my mom elderly at 92, and she's like, do not call me that. I'm older.
Okay, Mom, forgive me. You're right. Like, Mom's probably listening right now like, honey. I've earned the right not to be called anything.
Hey, and what about, was it your grandma? Who makes the fruitcake in your family for Christmas?
Oh, so my grandmother, God rest her soul, she used to always have fruitcake, and I could not stand them. But I have a friend in New York who has a friend who makes fruitcakes every single year in honor of her mother, and they're Jamaican fruitcakes. And you can't use any electronic mixers or anything. You've got to use everything, do everything by hand. And cut everything with, like, scissors, you know, cut the dried fruit. They soak it in port wine or something like that. I don't know. I've never had it, but I was wondering if I would like it more than my grandmother's.
No, I don't even understand why people make fruitcake, because it's never looked good. I don't want to eat all that dried fruit bunched up in some dried bread. Not my style.
It's dry, right?
It's dry.
It's dry.
Yeah.
It leaves a funny taste in your tongue.
Adrienne Bankert is the host of Morning in America on News Nation, and she joins us every Thursday. And you, like everyone else, have been covering what is happening in Idaho. And I know you had some news today that was much different than the news we had yesterday. It's an ongoing story. It's about the four University of Idaho students who were murdered, one literally massacred, in their home. And it's left this little town on edge. What's the latest?
Yeah. Well, we know that a gas station clerk thinks that she saw this white car pass by at the time of the murders, or right around the time following the murders. And so police have been looking for that. There's hope that there are other surveillance images that would possibly show a license plate or a closer up image of a driver or whoever was in the car, because right now they don't have the license plate information. Also, I talked to a former FBI agent, deputy director, I believe, and he was saying that he thinks that police are doing the right thing with keeping any new tips or leads close to the vest. He says that that's the best thing to do to maintain the integrity of the investigation. He also says that he doesn't think that the FBI should get involved as the lead law enforcement agency right now. He says that he thinks the police department is small, but that they're doing what they need to be doing right now. So that was an interesting take, because there have been a lot of critics. Also, Elizabeth had told me that the private investigators, or the sleuths, the internet sleuths, the online speculators, clearly putting out information on who they think the suspect is has to be hard on the family, because really just let law enforcement do their job, you know. But we're in a new era now. It's bigger. I think it might be bigger than the Gabby Petito case.
Yeah, I think so too. And the internet sleuths, I mean, some of them have helped in cold cases from 10, 15, 20 years ago. I don't know how these people have that much time to dedicate to cases that really are not a part of their personal life, but God bless them when they solve them. But there have been people that have been identified as being a part of this who are not a part of this, and it can ruin their life.
Yeah, it's not safe anymore, especially as people, you know, try to find justice on their own. But certainly we do hope that there will be something more clear from that white vehicle, if indeed it has anything to do with this case. And then the one thing that I wanted to make sure I got in was there was this surveillance footage of people walking around at the time of the murders in the neighborhood near that house.
Oh.
And police have body camera video, but we are still looking to see what those people were doing and if they have any connection. And according to Elizabeth Vargas, I think the goal is to see if there's any other video that can corroborate what they saw on that tape. So we will keep our fingers crossed.
On a lighter note, somebody just sent in a text and said, years ago, the Tribune described a woman as elderly. She was 52. I'll never forget
that's that. That's just wrong. 52 is definitely not elderly.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us. Always great to hear from you.
Yes, ditto. Have a wonderful holiday.
Hey, and it's a thank you Thursday. Somebody you want to thank today?
I want to thank Samuel for breakfast. He bought me breakfast today, and I was very, very pleased. So, Samuel, wherever you are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's how simple it is. A thank you Thursday at 5:15. We just give you a chance to say it on the air live. You could leave us a voicemail at 312-222-5050. You could send me a text. So far, text messages are coming in from everyone from firefighters to teachers to libraries to doctors to next-door neighbors. Who is it you want to thank? Spread a little love today and get that text message my way, and I'll read it for you. Steve has your news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.